Hey, good morning, everybody. So, obviously, Shi'ev Naso has a number of different topics contained therein. First of all, what the Ramban calls the mitzvah, Miyad Ledarus, Vishalcha Min Machana, Kol Teru V'Cholza V'Chotam Ilan Afesh. Then we have the din of Vidoy as it relates to the Asha Mi'ilos. Rashi notes that there are two Chidushim here over Sefer Vayikra. First of all, the idea that there has to be Vidoy prior to the Chi of Asham and Karim V'Chomesh. And then secondly, the din of Gezel Hager, which we'll come back to. And then the din of Echol Trimah, the Chol Kod Shebnei Yisrael, Asher Yarimu LaHashem, the din of Bikurim, the Shitas Rashi, and V'Ishas Kadashav Lo Yiyu, right, all the other Trumos and Maestros, as Rashi and the Sforno understand. In years past, we discussed the Chizkuni, which is, really one of our favorites, Ha'asham Hamushav LaHashem LaKohen. The idea is that when it comes to Gezel HaGer, right, if you look at the Sforno, for example, he says, okay, so the Ger doesn't have any Yarshim, so Mela goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Eved, passes away, so then it immediately goes to Rabbo. But there's a different perspective in the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says that Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't Midin Rav and Eved, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Midin Avu Ben, right? That's a Ger, who's Balacha, so is Tachas Kanvei Hashchina, so Aviv Yarsha, right? And we know that that's the way Yerusha works. If there are no children, so it goes back to the father. In this case, there very much is a father because the ger is balachzos tachas ganfei ashchina. Memela, the Av is Zocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Zocha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to give it to the Kohen, Mishari's Beso. So that actually does connect to an earlier comment that the Sforno has. Why do we call it Limol Ma'al Bahashem, if you look in the deduction of this parsha? So the Sforno comments about what a unique Chil Hashem it is in terms of Gezel Hager, that this individual has come, what he thinks, what he hopes is Mikdusha Kalul, Kedusha Chamura. And all of a sudden, yeah, people are gazlanim. Not only are they gazlanim, but they initially lie about it, and there's a shvuah sheker, and nishba b'shem Hashem, and it's a very demoralizing, dispiriting experience. It's an attack on a Kadosh Baruch, limol ma'al b'Hashem. Here you have somebody who gives up everything for one purpose, to come close to a Kadosh Baruch, and what happens to this individual is literally unconscionable. It's beyond belief that somebody would from the Kanfei Ashchina, those Kanafayim that he comes to be machzen and to secure himself in and debases them in such a an egregious way, that itself is an intolerable kind of a thing. And Kadosh Baruch Hu reacts, with profound alacrity to that kind of a thing. That's why it's a limo ma'al b'Hashem. It's an assault on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because it's an assault on Kavod HaTorah and Kavod Shemayim that a person would conduct themselves in this fashion. Bifnei Hager, who of course was attracted to this ideology, this lifestyle, this commitment, precisely because he believed in the standards that people would have.